Hey, we're back. I'm Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS. Well, as I just said, Good Morning America co-host Robin Roberts has bone marrow cancer. She does have a donor, her own sister. But what about you? What if you need an organ? Will you be able to get one, and how long will you have to wait? Pam Silvestri is the Public Affairs Director with Southwest Transplant Alliance. It's organ.org is the website. That is a great website, Pam.
I'm glad you like it.
You guys locked that down. I'm sure others wanted it also. So, Pam, first of all, thank you for joining us on WILS. But tell me, what is the organ that is most in need in the U.S.?
Kidneys. Of the 100,000 people waiting for organs, almost 90,000 are waiting for kidneys.
No kidding. Now, kidneys, what kind of a match do you need for that? Is that something that's almost universal?
Kidneys, you have to match almost like you have to match bone marrow. You have to do tissue typing and make sure that there isn't going to be a rejection issue. With most other organs, all you have to have is a match of blood groups and body size. But with kidneys and bone marrow, it's a little bit more complicated.
Well, you know, the thing with the kidneys is that people can give one away. How difficult is it to get someone to do that? Because you know, that's quite a sacrifice.
Actually, you're asking the right person. I gave a kidney to a friend of mine a little over a year ago, and I didn't think it was a big sacrifice at all. I'll have to be honest. I was in the hospital about 3 days, and it has not changed my life at all. I still live my normal life and do all the activities I did before. So actually, what I would like to tell people is, if you need a kidney, tell everyone you know that you need it, because you have no idea who that person might be that's thinking about giving you one. And it might not be someone in your very close circle of friends. It might be someone just outside that circle.
Now, if you have only one kidney, though, don't you have to be careful with some things? Maybe can you consume as much alcohol, that kind of thing?
I'm not a big drinker anyway, and they won't let you donate a kidney unless you're very, very healthy. But I don't have to really watch anything. I'm a cyclist. That's what I do for fun, and I have been cycling in the mountains for the last year after I gave the kidney. So no issues at all. I don't take any meds. All I have to do is watch my sodium intake, make sure I drink a lot of water. That's about it. But those are healthy routines anyway.
Now, if you're looking for a donor match, an organ donor match, is a family member most likely to be a good match for you?
A family member is where I would start, but if you didn't have a family member who could, or if maybe they all had the same genetic situation that you do so that they wouldn't be healthy enough to be a donor, then I would certainly start reaching into your group of friends and even acquaintances, because you never know who the match might be.
And now, you said 100,000 people looking that are on organ donor lists right now, or hoping to get an organ, I mean?
That's right, over 100,000 people.
So 90,000, that's incredible. Now, why is it that the kidneys are so much in need versus all the other organs that are
essential? That's a great question. And the number one answer is because there are a lot of lifestyle choices that lead to kidney disease. And unfortunately, our country is an obese country, and our country is a sedentary country. And we have to stop that and turn it around, because one of the overwhelming reasons that people need kidneys is because of type 2 diabetes. There are a lot of people with type 1, which means they've had it since birth and there was nothing they could do about it. It may have been inherited. But there are a lot of people with type 2, and that means you brought it on yourself because you've been eating incorrectly and you've been not moving enough. So I'd love to have you tell your audience to please eat better and move more.
And so, of course, kidney dialysis is available, right, to keep someone alive for a long life without a transplant. How long does someone typically wait, then, to get a kidney?
I wish that was a simple answer. It's not. The answer is some people wait a day, and some people wait years, and some people never get the kidney they need. So dialysis, while it's available, it certainly isn't a good lifestyle, and most people on dialysis find it hard to go to work and find it hard to just live a normal life. So what I would say is, if you learn that you are in kidney failure, the first thing you should do is stop eating bad foods, start exercising, and then if you still need a transplant, reach out and try to get someone to give you one before you even need dialysis.
And how many people typically need to be screened for someone to find an appropriate or a kidney donor?
You know, sometimes they can find the person on the first screen, the first potential donor. Other times you have people who want to be your donor, but they're not a match. And if you have that situation, there's something called the paired kidney exchange. You may have heard about this. So if I wanted to donate a kidney to you, but we weren't a compatible match, then as long as you have a donor, you can go on the kidney exchange and see if I could donate a kidney to someone else while their mismatched donor would donate the kidney to you. And so there are a lot of possibilities if you have a donor, a healthy donor, even if they don't match.
I see. Now, in terms of the records that a hospital keeps, I mean, is there information on people out there that may not be necessarily interested in donating an organ where a hospital can say, we have this list of people that they probably would be appropriate donors for this person that needs a kidney?
Actually, there is not a list of people who are willing to be donors because it is still a risky surgery. Any surgery is risky. It's probably the most routine surgery that you can have, besides maybe delivering a baby, and that's fairly routine as well. But it is still surgery, and it comes with risks. So what we tell people if they just call us and say, I think I want to donate a kidney, we say you may really want to think that through, because if you don't have someone you know that you want to give it to, this may not be something you want to do. But if you still want to, then what we do is work them up. And if they really want to be a donor, we'll go ahead and have them give their kidney to the next person on the list.
Mm-hmm.
And then what they do is free up that person, get them off the list, and make it less people on the waiting list for available kidneys.
Now,
but we don't just have a list of people wanting to be donors.
Now, considering the sacrifice that you're making and the risk you're taking, why is it inappropriate to pay somebody for an organ donation?
I don't know if it's inappropriate. It is against federal law, so we would have to change federal law if we did want to be able to pay people for a kidney donation. As someone who did it, I don't feel a need to be paid because I was doing it because I wanted to save somebody's life, and that's a good motivation. The issue that people run into if you try to pay someone to be a kidney donor is, if that's their motivation,
mm-hmm.
will they hide things in their medical history that may cause the recipient illness? And if their motivation is a little bit more pure and altruistic, they're more unlikely to hide things.
Yeah, but in terms of the need right now, which sounds like mm-hmm. it's pretty profound, wouldn't that be quickly corrected if we changed the law and allowed for payment for kidneys and other organs?
I'm not sure if it would be. I don't know that many people would give just because they're getting paid. It's still in surgery. What I don't understand, quite frankly, is how could there be that many people in the country who don't have someone who would step up to the plate for them with or without pay? I mean, if it was your husband or wife, you would probably do it. If it was your child, you would do it. So do these folks that are on the list not have anybody? My friend that I gave to, we're not in each other's close circle of friends. In fact, she just happened to mention to me that she needed a kidney, and I thought about it, and I called, and I found out that we were a blood match, and so I went ahead and got tested, and what she told me was, you are the last person on earth I would have thought of, but the reason I gave it to her is because she told me she needed it. So what I would say to people on the waiting list is, get out there and tell everybody, this isn't embarrassing, this is a health situation.
But what is the hesitation? Do you think people are afraid of their own health repercussions after they give a kidney away?
I don't think it's the givers that are the issue. I think it's the people who need don't ask. And I think a lot of them feel like, I can't go out and ask someone to give me a kidney. That's a pretty big thing to ask for. What I tell them is, you're not asking. Just tell everyone. Tell everyone you need one, because there are people out there who want to give who don't know someone who needs one, or they just don't know that you need one. We were at Southwest Airlines the other day doing a corporate health fair, and we were asking people to register as organ donors. And this one guy said, oh, I work here and I need a kidney. And I said, well, why don't you sit with me at the table and tell your colleagues that? And he didn't want his colleagues to know. And I said, that's crazy. One of them may give you a kidney. Tell everyone.
Finally, about a minute left, but 10,000 other organ donations or need for organs, then what are the small number that remain? You said 90,000 of them are.
Oh yes, 90,000 are waiting for kidneys. You're right. The rest are waiting for hearts, lungs, livers, intestines, and pancreas. And the numbers aren't as big because in most of those cases, it's people who have an infection or something of that nature. The reason the kidney list is so big is because we have an obesity problem and a high blood pressure and hypertension and diabetes problem in the U.S.
I see. Well, in many of those cases, too, it would actually take you'd have to have an accident victim or someone that died to
yeah.
get an organ. Other than the lung transplant, do people give away lungs then also?
You can give away part of your lung, you can give away part of your liver, and you can give away a kidney while you're alive. You can also, of course, donate bone marrow and blood.
All right,
Pam. And those are things I would suggest.
Pam Silvestri, Public Affairs Director for Southwest Transplant Alliance. Pam, thank you very much for joining us on WILS.
My pleasure. Thanks for having this discussion.
All right, we'll be right back to wrap things up. Michael Cohen, 1320 WILS.